A lawmaker is naming names about who killed conservative legislation in the Texas House. Today's Thursday, August 24th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with the Texas Minute. The founder and chairman of Texans for Lawsuit Reform may be called to testify in the impeachment trial of Ken Paxton regarding that organization's role in keying up the Democrat-led push. We'll get to that, but first. When Mike C. attempted to read aloud a review of an explicit book made available to students during a Fort Worth ISD school board meeting this week, he was ejected from the building. The expulsion was ordered by the school board president. The video of the incident has since gone viral on social media. Mr. C. was trying to read from Flamer by Mike Corrado. The book is written from the perspective of a child. It includes cartoon characters performing sexual acts on themselves and one another, partial nudity, and explicit behavior. After a school board member warned Mr. C. that any language considered vulgar would end his speaking time, the audience erupted. Citizens can be heard loudly expressing their disapproval, saying that if the material is too vulgar for a meeting of adults, then it shouldn't be available to children. A Fort Worth ISD spokesman has confirmed to Texas Scorecard that Flamer has been permanently pulled from Fort Worth ISD libraries. Democrat Mayor Karen Bass of Los Angeles criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott for busing illegal aliens into the city while the area was under a tropical storm warning. This was the ninth bus of illegal aliens to arrive in Los Angeles since Abbott started sending them to the city. Although Los Angeles was still under a flood advisory and experiencing heavy rain when the bus arrived on August 21st, the storm had been declared a post-tropical storm and rainfall diminished by the afternoon. Abbott said Los Angeles' distinction as a sanctuary city influenced his decision to send illegal aliens to the area. Attorney General Ken Paxton's legal team is reportedly considering calling the founder and chairman of Texans for Lawsuit Reform to testify when the Senate holds its impeachment trial next month. Texans for Lawsuit Reform emerged in the 1990s as a business advocacy group working to stop out-of-control lawsuits by giving money to both Republican and Democrat candidates. Since the early 2000s, TLR has developed a reputation for blocking conservative social and fiscal priorities in the legislature. Politically, the ostensibly Republican group routinely supports left-wing Democrats over viable Republican challengers. TLR's founder and chairman is Houston businessman Dick Weekly. He and TLR contributed more than $3 million to former Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman, who finished third in her challenge to Paxton in the 2022 Republican primary. Many of Guzman's campaign talking points against Paxton became the basis for the House impeachment articles. Legal observers expect Weekly would have to comment on the role his organization has played leading up to the House impeachment of Paxton. House prosecutors reportedly plan to call Paxton as a witness against himself, as well as former Travis County District Attorney Margaret Moore. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Republican State Representative Brian Harris of Midlothian is naming names when it comes to the legislature's failure to pass certain pieces of conservative legislation. That includes a ban on Chinese ownership of Texas land and ending COVID vaccine mandates. Speaking in a radio interview with Chris Salcedo, Harrison said that House Speaker Dade Phelan and two of his main committee chairs, that would be Republicans Todd Hunter of Corpus Christi and Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock, were most responsible for thwarting the conservative legislative agenda. Harrison explained that the outsized influence of Democrats in the Texas House granted by the GOP leadership allows them to effectively control the chamber. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Waltons, Katie Marshall, and Sydney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.